The first reading today, St. Paul asks the question of what can separate us from the love of Christ. And his answer is that there is absolutely nothing outside of ourselves that can separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. The problem is that we can separate ourselves from the love of Christ. We can choose to sin. We can choose to reject him. We can choose to be unfaithful, whatever you want to say. So in the gospel reading, when our Lord says, whoever serves me will be with me where I am. But in order to serve him, we have to love him, because the service follows upon the love. So if we truly love the Lord, we're going to serve him. We look at the lives of the saints, that's what it's been all about. They just want to serve the Lord. We even look at the saint we celebrate today, Saint Ignatius of Antioch. As he is on his way to be martyred, and he writes to the various churches along the way, in one of them he said, I am just now beginning to be a Christian. Think about that for ourselves. He is on the way to be martyred, and he's recognizing that what it means to be a Christian is to lay down your life for the Lord. And he's just now beginning. This man had been a Christian person for many years. He was a priest, he was a bishop, a very holy man. But as he was looking back over his life, he recognized that it was only now, as he was about to be martyred, that he had a real opportunity to demonstrate what it means to be a truly Christian person, to serve the Lord. So obviously, the service of the Lord is in a variety of ways, and he had served the Lord for years. But now, it was finally time that he could demonstrate that in an absolute way. So that's where all of us, again, have to constantly be so careful, because we are so incredibly good at rationalizing our way around anything. We can convince ourselves of how well we're serving our Lord. We can even convince ourselves that we can be saints. We're going straight to heaven. Whatever goofball ideas we want to come up with, we can convince ourselves of them. That's why St. Ignatius would recognize it was only when that grain of wheat was about to die that it would be able to bear great fruit. We have to die to ourselves. It's not about just giving lip service to the Lord. It's not just about doing the external things. It's about dying to self, because we are the only ones who can separate ourselves from the love of Christ. And so unless we die to ourselves so that we truly live for the Lord, that's the only way that we're going to truly serve the Lord, is when we love him that much. That's what we have to pray for. That's what we have to work toward. It doesn't just come easily or naturally to most of us. And so if we look at our own lives, we can ask ourselves, am I just going through the motions? Am I just doing the external things? Or is it really from the heart? Do I truly love Jesus? Not just simply believe in him, do I love him? Because we're not going to serve him if we just simply believe in him. We might follow the commandments because they're the right thing to do. We might do what he told us to do because it's the right thing to do. But that's not serving him. We need to love him first. So it starts with the belief. We have to have the faith. But then that has to go to the next step. It has to be the charity. And then that charity is going to find its expression in service. So that if we serve him, our Heavenly Father will serve us, Jesus said. And where he is, there will his servant be. Isn't that all that we want? To be able to be with Him? To be able to have eternity with Him? But we want to be with in eternity with someone we love, with someone who loves us. That's what it has to be about. We really wouldn't want to spend eternity with the slave master who just told us these are the things you have to do, so therefore just do them. That's not where we want to spend eternity. We want to spend eternity with the one we love. And we will only serve the one we love. So if the servant will be where the master is, then we have to learn to be the servants. And the only way to be a servant is to love the Lord.